Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, listener supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This edition of Singing and Other Sins will celebrate Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's birthday, one of the most famous of the Russian Five, or the Mighty Handful. I'll tell you more about him after we hear his most famous song, On the Hills of Georgia. This and all of his songs will be sung in Russian, so go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins for the translations, and also to take your guess at this week's quiz, who were the other members of the Mighty Handful. When I said the title of this first Rimsky-Korsakov song is On the Hills of Georgia, don't think of the American state, but rather move very far east to Russia. This is a poem by Pushkin, which speaks of the dark night on these hills with a rushing river. The person feels happy sorrow, because despite everything, one cannot help loving.
Ночная мгла шумит Арагва предо мною. Мне грустно и легко.
Hills of Georgia by Rimsky-Korsakov, sung by Boris Christoph with Alexander Libinsky. Now the same song with Irina Arkhipova.
Ooh.
You just heard Irina Arkhipova and Natalia Rasudova in Rimsky-Korsakov's On the Hills of Georgia. Did you enjoy it more or less than the performance by Boris Christoph? I believe it heightens your enjoyment of these songs to hear them twice. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, celebrating Rimsky-Korsakov's birthday. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov was born 18 March 1844 and lived until 1908. He was a master of orchestration. His best-known orchestral compositions, such as Capriccio Espagnol or the Russian Easter Overture or, of course, Scheherazade, are staples of the classical music rep, along with suites from some of his 15 operas, which we'll also sample on this edition of Singing and Other Sins. Rimsky-Korsakov believed in developing a nationalistic style of music that wasn't overtly tainted by European or other Western styles. He used Russian folk song and exotic harmonies, melodies, and rhythms. Now we'll hear his beautiful song called Of What in the Silence of the Night, in which the secret dream can't even be shared with the beloved. Remember, you can read the translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can also enter this week's contest and see your name in lights on the Master Musicologist page. Just name the other composers of the Mighty Handful.
Сейчас напомышляю, то будет тайной все. И даже ты, мой стих, ты, друг мой ветреный, услада дней моих.
That was the serene Rimsky-Korsakov song called Of What in the Silence of the Night. The tenor was Daniil Stota and the pianist Larissa Gergieva. Next, the same song with another fine tenor, Sergei Larin.
Друг
Sergei Larin with Eleonora Bekova in the gentle Rimsky-Korsakov song called Of What in the Silence of the Night. Daniel Stoda and the pianist Larissa Kerkieva first performed the song. Did you prefer one tenor over the other? I mentioned earlier that Rimsky-Korsakov used oriental touches in his works. The following song demonstrates that, especially in the wailing call at the end. The nightingale is the rose's lover pouring out song. The rose listens but doesn't understand. In the same way the poet sings to his beloved and isn't understood.
Thank you.
That was Galina Gorchakova with Larissa Gergieva in The Rose and the Nightingale by Rimsky-Korsakov. We'll hear that same song now performed by Daniil Stoda. Two wonderful interpretations of Rimsky-Korsakov's The Rose Captivated by the Nightingale. Just now it was Daniil Stoda with Larissa Gergieva, who was also Galina Gorchakova's pianist in the first recording. What did you think of that sad wail at the end? Now, let's hear a sample of the famous Rimsky-Korsakov orchestration arranged from one of his 15 operas. We'll be right back. Were you dancing? That was the Allegro of Rimsky-Korsakov's suite from his opera Pan Voyevoda. The Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Keys Bakels. Now back to Rimsky-Korsakov's songs. This one is based on Heine's poetry, but in Russian. The translation is messenger or message, and it's also fast, like the opera excerpt we just heard. In this, the poet asks his squire to go down to the castle to find out which of the king's daughters is getting married. If it's his beloved, then bring back a rope.
Вставай, слуга, коня седлай, шизлощие поля, скачи скорее ко дворцу Тунтана короля, зайди в конюшню там и жди, и если кто войдет, спаси, которую Тунтан дочь замуж отдает. Хоть чернопробою лети во весь опор назад, коль ту, что с русою косой. Спешить не надо, брат. Тогда ступай на рынок ты, купи веревку там, вернись шагом и молчи. Я угадаю сам.
A classic recording from 1948 of the great Pavel Lisitsyn with Matvey Sakharov in Rimsky-Korsakov's Message. The same song now with Boris Christoph.
Вставай, слуга, коня седлай, через лошади поля, скачи скорее ко дворцу Дункана короля, зайди в конюшню там и жди. И если кто войдет, спроси, которую Дункан дочь замуж отдает. Коль чернобровую лети во весь собор назад, коль ту, что с русою косой. Ступай на рынок ты, купи веревку там, вернись шагом и молчи.
Boris Christoph with Alexander Labinsky in The Message by Rimsky-Korsakov. Pavel Lisitsyn with an equally dark voice was the first bass you heard. Both excellent, I think. Now let's relax a little bit. With the flying chain of clouds is thinning in the sky. Also by Rimsky-Korsakov, the star of this edition of Singing in Other Sins, whose birthday we're celebrating. After the allusions of the sky, the evening star, and other nature images, the poet remembers being here a long time ago when a woman looked for him and called his name.
Pretty
That was Irina Arkhipova with Natalia Rusudova in Rimsky-Korsakov's The Flying Clouds. Now the same song with Dmitri Forostovsky. Dmitri Forostovsky with Ivari Ilya in The Flying Clouds. Irina Arkhipova sang the song before him. Who knew that these Rimsky-Korsakov songs were so beautiful? Let me know if you like them as much as I do. Now for another orchestral excerpt from one of his operas, this one you'll recognize.
Thank you.
Why do we instantly recognize that Dance of the Clowns from Rimsky-Korsakov's Snow Maiden Suite? Maybe it's been used in commercials or on Pops concerts. Anyway, we just heard it performed by the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Keys Buckels. You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, celebrating Rimsky-Korsakov's birthday, 18 March 1844. I was never aware of the many beautiful songs that he wrote. Let's hear A Pressed Flower, first sung by the tenor Larin and then by the bass Christoph. The Pushkin poem is really touching. He's found a pressed flower in a book and muses on its origin, the reason it was pressed, and who gave it to whom.
Цветок засохший, без ухабы, забытый в книге, вижу я. И вот уже мечтою странной душа где цвел, когда, какой весной, и долго тянул, и сорван кем, чужой знакомой ли рукою, и положен сюда, зачем?
Как сей неверный.
the tenor Sergei Larin with Eleonora Bekova in Rimsky-Korsakov's Pressed Flower. Now Boris Christoph in the same song. That was the bass, Boris Christoph with Alexander Lebinsky in The Pressed Flower by Rimsky-Korsakov. The tenor we heard was Sergei Larin with Eleonora Bekova. Now let's hear a song about music called The Octave. The poet suggests that we listen to nature to find music.
Один бродёж случайно
чувств моих размерные октавы польются замученные, как музыка дубравы.
That was Daniil Shtoda with Larisa Gergieva. Now we'll hear the same Rimsky-Korsakov song, The Octave, sung by Dmitri Forostovsky. Just now, Dmitri Forostovsky with Mikhail Arkadyev in Rimsky-Korsakov's Octave. The tenor you heard earlier in the same song was Daniil Shtoda with Larisa Gergieva. Let's not forget tonight's quiz. The question was, besides Rimsky-Korsakov, who were the other members of the Mighty Handful, also called the Five or the Mighty Coterie? The others were Mili Balakirev, Cesar Cui, Modest Mussorgsky, and Alexander Borodin. We usually forget Cui, don't we? He wrote 158 songs, so you'll be hearing him on some future edition of Singing and Other Sins. Congrats to all of you who entered the quiz. And don't forget to check out the art song contest at the Singing and Other Sins portion of Hawaii Public Radio. Now we'll hear a Daniil Shtoda again, this time in The Nymph by Rimsky-Korsakov. This poem tells of a kind of Lorelei figure combing her hair and singing distracting songs that waylay boatmen going by.
Раздумье тайное объемлет. Распущенной косою, полузакрытая певучей осокою, порою песнь поет, прошел к своих волосов. Лазурь из облаканных очей, жемчуг зубов и сердце полное любви не раздельно.
That was Daniil Shtoda with Larissa Gergieva. Now we'll hear the same Rimsky-Korsakov song, The Nymph, with Sergei Larin. Sergei Larin with Eleonora Bekova in The Nymph by the star of this edition of Singing in Other Sins, Rimsky-Korsakov. I'm Gary Hickling. Aloha.